Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes to see.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my spirit does perceive.
And my spirit does perceive.
Yes, my heart understands.
Yes, my heart understands.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen. My journey is going to go in a different place tonight because for 3 days he's been pushing the buttons on, believe it or not, 2 Chronicles 32. And you're going to see from 2 Chronicles 32 and 33 some of the things that are happening in our country, because they actually happened in Israel many years ago. So, if you will just take a peek, I'm going to kind of run through this and I'm going to jump in different places, but you can study it on your own later on. Verse 1 says, after all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came to invade Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities, thinking to conquer them for himself. Isn't that cool? When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he intended to make war on Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials, military staff, about blocking off the water from the springs outside the city, and they helped him. A large force of men assembled, and they blocked all the springs and the streams that flow through the land. Why should the king of Assyria come and find plenty of water? They said. Then he worked hard repairing all the broken sections of the wall and building towers on it. So notice he's preparing. I want you to see the preparations are real. He built another wall outside that one and reinforced the supporting terraces of the city of David. He also made large numbers of weapons and shields. So he's preparing in the natural. Got it? He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square at the city gate and encouraged them with these words. Be strong. Notice it's with words. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us. You see that? There is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of the flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battle. That is the explanation that came this morning when I heard Dutch Sheets in Boston, Massachusetts, having a declaration against the spirit of Baal that is ruling in Boston. He even went further with the letter that he got about all kinds of leaders in the hospital that are now declaring little babies as trans children.
They had IFA, the Intercessors for America.
Yes.
That may be where he got it.
It is where he got it, and he shared it.
Right, and one of the people...
You're not going to be heard because you're not...
Children's Hospital.
One of the people that contributes that got that information out to,
yes,
IFA, that they learned that that hospital is now...
And it's connected to the colleges.
Yeah, and I think it was Harvard.
Harvard, yeah.
Harvard College. Yeah. They're dedicating their... Whatever they want to change their gender, they will accommodate. the whole thing.
But now watch what this scripture says, okay? There is a greater power with us than with him. Now, they're looking at one man. We're looking at demon spirits. Got it? With him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battle. That's also a personal reality. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Whether they're known or unknown to you, the one that is your head, which is Christ Jesus himself, knows if there's deception in us. And he knows to protect us. And he's got angels on the job. And so we're to rely on him and not on ourselves. Because we have no clue how much more deception that we're walking in.
Amen.
And how much more delusion that we're still involved with. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying the doors to this process are starting to open. I say that, and I believe that's Holy Spirit. It is starting to open. When they open in full view, the world is going to turn upside down.
You mean the awakening?
The religious world.
You're talking about the awakening going on.
That's correct.
That's the process.
Yeah. So, and the people gained confidence. Notice again, with words, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria. Now, he's right in front of them, obviously, and his whole army surrounding the city, and the vast army with him. But there is a greater power with us. Meaning, the God of Israel is with them. And he knows it. And he's declaring it. With him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord, our God, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gain confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Later, when the Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and all his forces were laying siege to Lachish, he sent his officers to Jerusalem with this message for Hezekiah, king of Judah, and for all the people of Judah who were there. This is what Sennacherib, king of Assyria, says. It's a letter. Got it? On what are you basing your confidence? That you remain in Jerusalem under siege. When Hezekiah says, the Lord our God will save us from the hands of the king of Assyria, he is misleading you to let you die of hunger and thirst. Does that sound like CNN, CBS, ABC? Am I making any sense? To let you die of hunger and thirst, did not Hezekiah himself remove this God's high places and altars, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, you must worship before one altar and burn sacrifices on it. So he's making mockery. Do you not know what I and my father have done to all the people of the other lands? Where the gods of, it's a small g, of those nations ever able to deliver their land from my hand? Who of all the gods, again small g, and these nations that my father destroyed has been able to save his people from me? How then can your God, small g, deliver you from my hand. Now, do not let Hezekiah deceive you and mislead you. I could change that name to Trump. Do not let Trump deceive you and mislead you like this. Do not believe him, for no God of any nation or kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand or the hand of my fathers. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand? Sennacherib's officers spoke further against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. The king also wrote letters insulting the Lord, the God of Israel, and saying this against him: just as the gods of the people of the other lands did not rescue their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah, it's a small g in his understanding, will not rescue his people from my hand. Then they called out in Hebrew. Now, can you imagine they learned Hebrew? They were dedicated to the people of Jerusalem, who were on the wall, to terrify them and make them afraid in order to capture the city. You tell me if that hasn't been what's been going on in the U.S. Okay? They spoke about the God of Jerusalem, capital G, as they did about the gods, small g, of the other peoples of the world, the work of men's hand. Verse 20. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, cried out in prayer. Did you notice? Prophet? Did you hear? Prophets and the king got together. Got it? To heaven about this. And the Lord sent an angel, just one, who annihilated all the fighting men and the leaders and officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. That's the future. And when he went into the temple of his God, some of his sons cut him down with the sword. So that's what happened. You see, his entire family turned against him. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem from the hands of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others. I like that part. Amen. Got it? He took care of them on every side. Say amen.
Amen.
He took care of them on every side. Many brought offerings to Jerusalem for the Lord and valuable gifts for Hezekiah, king of Judah. Now, the next part is very important. From then on, he was highly regarded by all the nations. I believe that's Trump down the road. From then on, he was highly regarded by all the nations. Why? The next part is important. 24. It's prefaced by Hezekiah's pride, success, and death. In those days, Hezekiah became ill, and when at the point of death, he prayed to the Lord, who answered him and gave him a miraculous sign. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, and he did not respond to the kindness shown him. Therefore, the Lord's wrath was on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah repented. He changed his mind. Hezekiah repented of the pride of his heart, as did the people of Jerusalem. Therefore, the Lord's wrath did not come upon them during the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had a very great riches and honor, and he made treasuries for his silver and gold and for his precious stones, spices, shields, and all kinds of valuables. He also made buildings to store the harvest of grain, new wine, and oil. And he made stalls for various kinds of cattle and pens for the flocks. He built villages and acquired great number of flocks and herds, for God had given him very great riches. Now, you can kind of take this next section and look at it, I believe, with what God has done with some of us. Verse 30. It was Hezekiah who blocked the upper outlet of the Kihon Springs and channeled the water down to the west side of the city of David. He succeeded in everything he undertook. But when envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous sign that had occurred in the land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart. Now, I shared that with Peggy this morning. God removed his presence from him because he wanted to see what he was going to choose on his own. You've got Jesus on the cross. You've got Jesus is now loaded with sin. And he's saying to the Father, why hast thou forsaken me? It's the same pattern. There are times in my life that he's tested me, and he told me this is a test. And I didn't like it.
No, I don't like the one I'm in currently. Right. Ever since I've got here, I didn't come in with this. I've been hit.
Well, you've been talking about the enemy.
Yeah. I mean, big time. It's just like I'm just standing against it, but I'm going, Lord, what? What do I do? How do I do this? Mm-hmm. Because when I came in, it wasn't there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're exposing. Mm. Okay. It goes on about the verse 32. And what I would like to kind of bring an outstanding restoration, an identification. When verse 18 says, then they called out in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall to terrify them and make them afraid in order to capture the city. To me, that is the slander against God and against the body of Christ that's now operating. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of slander going on. And a lot of people having very difficult times. And because they don't have an awareness of the one they're serving. When Hezekiah realized that he had pride in his heart, he changed his mind. He humbled himself. There are corners in all of us that we need to be able to say, Lord, I haven't got it together here. I need your help. And I need the way that you think rather than the way that I'm perceiving. And the change will take place. And the manifestation of grace. See, whenever we identify darkness, what does he do? He tries to what? Terrify, make you afraid, because he wants to capture your body. Mm-hmm. Why does he want to capture your body? Because he can do so much more damage through you than he can without having you. Mm-hmm. Amen. So do you see the similarities of what we were listening to and watching this whole scenario? I mean, I kept on going because there's a lot more. But, you know, when you see in chapter 33, he got rid of, verse 15, he got rid of the foreign gods and removed the images from the temple of the Lord, as well as the altars he had built to the temple hill and in Jerusalem, and he threw them out of the city. That's another aspect of cleaning house. Okay? And verse 12, it says, in his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father. And when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea, and he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. So even with his son, Manasseh, he's got another challenge. But again, the son is learning about his father's God. He didn't have, let's say, an understanding as he was watching his dad. He had to have the personal choice, which is kind of cool. And you can see your own family going through things. Mm-hmm. But they're learning from you. They're learning by your example. That doesn't mean they're ready to do what you're doing. But the same Holy Spirit that took you through will take them through, could be 20 years down the road. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I need understanding.
I need understanding.
And I need wisdom.
And I need wisdom.
To be able to go forward.
To be able to go forward.
In obedience to you.
In obedience to you.
Now that I see.
Now that I see.
The enemy in plain sight.
The enemy in plain sight.
It was visible.
It was visible.
To Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
And they humbled themselves.
And they humbled themselves.
And we do likewise.
And we do likewise.
We humble ourselves. We're totally dependent on you, Lord.
We're totally dependent on you, Lord.
And we need your angels.
To clean us up.
To help us out. To keep the fire going on the altar of our hearts. Because of the strong things that are still there.
That
are not of you.
We want those things removed.
And eradicated.
And
even the root system pulled out.
And
burned on your altar, Lord.
And
then fill us with your grace and favor.
And
flood us with your love.
I receive your love right
now. I say, fill my heart with your love.
And
let me comprehend. That this battle is not against me,
made of flesh and blood,
but against the principalities
and the dark forces
that had their way with us
and with our families,
with our ancestors.
They didn't have a clue,
but grace and favor.
And your mercy
took them with you
in spite of their deception.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
When they cried out your name,
mercy was given.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Say, Father, fill me now
with your power
and might
to counteract
The darkness and its attempts.
The darkness and its attempts.
To keep me in bondage.
To keep me in bondage.
Again, I repeat.
Again, I repeat.
Baal. I divorce you.
I divorce
you. You haven't got a chance.
You haven't got a chance.
And you're not going to succeed.
And you're not going to succeed.
Because greater is he.
Who's in me.
Who's in me.
Resident in me.
Than he that's in the world.
Than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.